Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, President. As coordinator of Subsidiary Body 1, cessation of the nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament, I'd like to inform the conference of progress in consultations in terms of finalizing Subsidiary Body 1's final report, consultations with certain delegations that proposed amendments, substantive amendments to several parts of the report helped us reach an agreement whereby those delegations would be ready to join consensus on the document without any substantive changes if such consensus is reached. I want to express to them my appreciation and gratitude for their constructive contribution to our collective work. Furthermore, since the last plenary of 12 September, my delegation has pursued intensively those consultations with the delegations concerned to reach the compromise on the sole pending matter since the plenary of 19th August. I finished by suggesting a text for paragraph 15 bis, which repeats in a balanced, neutral manner the points of view expressed during the work of SB1, taking into account the outcomes of my consultations with the delegations concerned, who I urged to restrict themselves to making proposals based on statements that were effectively delivered during the work of the subsidiary body. That said, to meet the deadline for submitting the draft report, yesterday at the end of the afternoon, I circulated a revised version of the draft report, including 54 paragraphs, reflecting in a balanced fashion the points of view of delegations on issues falling under the mandate of SB1, in other words, cessation of the nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament, suggesting a way forward that would be consensual, that would reflect inter alia first, reaffirming the commitment to nuclear disarmament and the unique role of the CD as the sole multilateral negotiating body on disarmament. Secondly, the shared development of the need to chart a way forward that would enable us to move the substantive work of the CD forward on its item one of its agenda in step with the mandate in the final document of SSOD1 and achieve cumulative systematic progress with a view to attaining the ultimate goal of complete nuclear disarmament. Thirdly, reaffirming the commitment to reaching the complete disarmament of nuclear weapons, a determination to prevent nuclear war and to avoid an arms race by ensuring that a nuclear war must never be waged. Fourthly and finally, the need to build the guiding principles and to reconcile the various approaches to avoiding a nuclear arms race and ensuring disarmament. Sir, this text also contains two editorial changes in paras 33 and 52 that do not in any way affect the balance of the draft. That said, in spite of the general agreement to the substantive content of the draft, one delegation did issue reservations on paragraph 15b, which I proposed with a view to giving to the conference a chance to reach a consensus and to save the substantive elements of the document on nuclear disarmament, which represent proven interest to the members of the CD and also to the international community as a whole. That delegation stated to me that it would be unable to support the draft, and I regret that profoundly when we're so close to reaching agreement. That, President, is the faithful reflection of the situation where we find ourselves today. Although we await what action could be taken with regards to SB1 following a lengthy period of tireless work in seeking consensus. I'm still very much at your disposal, and I want to express to you my thanks to all delegations that gave me such support and provided their constructive contribution. Thank you.